Welcome to the Harlequin Author Spotlight Podcast, featuring the story behind the story. Gain insight into your favorite book or new novels from the authors who wrote them.
We're live from Book Expo America 2014 in New York City, and my guest today is New York Times bestselling author Heather Gudenkauf, whose latest Ripped from the Headlines tour de force, Little Mercies, shows how one small mistake can have life-altering consequences. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Heather, I find myself holding my breath a lot when I read your books, and they often revolve around a parent's worst nightmare. Where did this story come from, and what is it about for you?
Little Mercies, which is a story of a young mother who finds herself on the other side of the social work system that she works for and that she works so hard to fight for because of an innocent mistake. And I got the idea from reading a news story about a social worker who found herself facing charges due to her huge caseload and wasn't able to look after one of her clients the way she was expected to. And I gave a little twist on it and thought, what would happen if this was a mother and a social worker and the consequences and the emotions that a mother would go through in that situation?
Ellen is charged with a felony and potentially faces a prison sentence as a result of this mistake. And there are a lot of emotionally charged scenes in the book. Which scene was the hardest for you to write?
I think the most difficult was the instant when Ellen realized what had happened. And she had left her daughter in a hot car. And when that realization came over her, just the panic, the disbelief, the horror of the woman who's supposed to take care of her child put her in the worst situation. And that was really difficult as a mom to write. I'm the mother of three, and I think of that there's so many close calls that we have as parents when we look away from the road for a moment or take our eyes off our kids. The what ifs are the most terrifying.
Ellen struggles to balance her personal and professional life. How do you manage to balance between your career and motherhood?
Yeah, you know, I'm so lucky I get to do all the things I love. I love to write. I also have my foot in the door in education still. I still work with teachers and principals in our school district. And I'm a mom of three teenagers. So, you know, it is definitely a balancing act and not always easy to do. But, you know, family always comes first. And I'm fortunate that I'm doing the things I love, so that makes it a lot easier.
Did your thoughts on parenthood and adult-child relationships in any way change while writing the book?
Yeah, you know, as I age and I have such a great relationship with my mom and dad, and it's been so fun to see the transition from a child relationship, which I'll always have with my mom and dad, to friends and really knowing them as people. So that was fun to explore in the novel between Ellen and her mother, Maudine. But also I think as parents, we're really hard on ourselves, especially mothers. I think we really put a lot of pressure on ourselves to do everything well. And so in writing the book, thinking about the idea of being a little gentler on ourselves and on other mothers, you know, parents have a lot on their plates, and it's good to keep that in mind.
So what are you working on next?
I'm working on a novel, a friendship. It's two women who've grown up together, went their separate ways, and are reunited, and it really delves into their friendship. There's an element of mystery in there as well, and they find out that they don't know each other as well as they really thought they did.
It sounds exciting. Thank you so much for sitting down with us today, and all the best with Little Mercies.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Harlequin Author Spotlight Podcast, all rights reserved.